This is Live Wild's Connection Matters podcast, bringing together heart-centered, nature-connected, curious people who share the inquiry, how can we create a connected and meaningful way of living that brings more health, happiness and growth to our world? My name is Leona Johnson and I am your host. Hello, beautiful humans, and welcome to episode 26 of Connection Matters podcast. It's so lovely to be here. I hope you are well. I still can't believe that we're in 2021 and this is our second episode this year. So much has happened since the first episode. I have now moved house, moved home, now getting to know a new part of the valley where I live. I'm only about 4 or 5 miles away, but it feels like a big move to pack up my entire life and move with my children to a new home. But it's really lovely and we're starting finally to settle in. So yeah, really grateful for that today, that I'm starting to see the wood for the trees, or I should say the stuff out of boxes. So as part of the move, something happened to my sound equipment, and sadly the episode that you are going to hear today with Fia, the amazing Fia, meant that I had a slightly dodgy recording on my side. I'm not sure why, so I'm going to take a look at that before next time. My editor, my partner Oz, has dealt with it as best he can, and I hope that you'll find it good enough to listen to. I didn't feel like I'd ask Fia to record again, and it was such a great conversation, so I'm sure that the content of what you hear will be as beautiful as it needs to be to keep your attention. And if there are any parts that don't sound perfect, then I apologize for that, and please forgive me for it this time, and we'll make sure that we sort it for next time. I am really excited about this episode. I know that you're going to love it. It went so deep, and Fia is such an inspirational artist and creative that it felt really important to me to really get into the practices and ways of being that support her to find such clarity with her words and poetry and music. So I feel like we got there. I feel like we really did sort of delve into some juicy stuff, and Fia is just an inspirational speaker and beautiful human. So I'm sure you're going to enjoy it. I'm excited to say that Fia has offered a 25% discount from her store on her website, so you can go directly to www.fiasmusicofficial.com and you can have a look at all of the albums that she sells there and other bits and pieces. A beautiful sound voice play album, which is stunning. And yeah, 25% off, that's so generous. And not just for our patrons, but for all of you listeners. The code that you need is CONNECTION, CONNECTION, in capital letters. If you put that in whenever you are on the website, then you'll get 25% off anything that you buy there, which is so generous and lovely. And I'm very grateful that they've offered that. I hope that you take a trip over to her website to check out what she's selling there and buy some of her music, because it's so important to support independent artists and creatives, especially at this time. So yeah, if you like what you hear here on the podcast and you would like to support us, you can do that for as little as £3 a month by going to www.patreon.com/connectionmatterspodcast. And unlike this time, where the offer has been offered to everybody, usually the people that we talk to share things that are exclusive to patrons. So for that £3 a month, you will get access to further offers and further discounts, and there are still things there that you can access from previous. So yeah, you don't have to have supported us all along, and it's so welcome, and so, I'm so grateful for all of you who do already support us, because yeah, This is how we survive. If you are new to this podcast and you haven't already, then please do click subscribe. And that means you'll get all of the new episodes directly into your device and you won't miss a thing. And we've got some lovely interviews coming up. Or I should say chats, conversations. I'm not a very good interviewer. I chat too much and it becomes more of a conversation, but that's the way we like it. So I hope you enjoy what you hear today. And this is Fia. Hello, Fia. Welcome to Connection Matters podcast. Thank you for being here. How are you today?
Thank you for having me. I am really good. I'm in a slow, spacious place inside of me. Been outside walking in the snow with my dog and yeah, just feeling really good. Thank you.
Lovely. Thank you. Thanks for sharing that. And actually, it snowed here last night. I was out for a walk today, taking time to explore the new valley where I live. We've just moved recently and I've really enjoyed sitting in the snow alone and really feeling the stillness. That's something that I'm so grateful for about this time of year, the stillness, the pause just before we start seeing all of the signs of spring. I have got snowdrops in my garden right now and that's the first little joyous beautiful thing that I've seen, but yeah, I'm really enjoying this moment of pause just before the spring, and I've noticed that I don't want to rush it. I've noticed that obviously we'd love the sunshine to start bringing us warmer days and longer, lighter days, but actually this contemplative time just before the spring is such an important time in nature and such an important time for me. So that's my gratitude right now. I'm wondering if you'd be willing to share some gratitude. What are you feeling grateful for right now?
Let's see. I'm just very grateful for my family today. I share land with my parents, so I'm blessed to have them in the other house just across, and I take my daily walks with my dad, who he works early mornings and then he comes home, so we take the dogs out in the middle of the day, and it's just so sweet to be in this place with them. I'm grateful that I have a relationship with my parents that is constructive, that is loving, that is nourishing, that we actually want to be around each other. So family, yeah.
Yes, that's so lovely to hear, so lovely. I hope to hear my own children say that about me one day. Well, we shall see. I guess that's what all this work of connection is about. But it's so lovely to hear you appreciating it as well, because of course not everybody has that level or depth of connection with their family. And so it's really, really a beautiful thing to celebrate. Thank you for sharing that. And so good to hear the word constructive. I really liked that. I've never heard that before, actually. And of course, you know, relationships aren't passive, are they? And constructive is a really interesting concept. So yeah, thank you for sharing that. It's good to have relationships where we support each other, where actually we're building, we're creating, we're evolving, we're growing together, and that's what that word means to me. So lovely. So I'd like to share how I came across your music. A few months ago, I think it was a few months before Christmas, I was having a really, really tricky time. I was feeling really low and very challenged by another person's view of me. And although obviously I'm a grown woman, I've had lots of time, lots of personal growth, lots of skills and tools to understand communication and things. It really hurt, and it was really the opposite to what I wanted anyone to ever think of me. And combined with lots of other things, I was really struggling. I was so struggling, and I was lucky enough to go to a women's circle, and part of that women's circle was a dance session where music was played, and we were invited to really get into our bodies and loosen our bodies and just move in the way that the music wanted us to release whatever tensions we were holding or whatever we felt needed to move. And about the third song in, this song came on, this song, and I just stopped in my tracks. Other women were dancing around me. I could sense them moving, and I just flowed with tears. I just flowed. Your voice, your clean, crisp, beautiful, angelic voice, touched me first. But actually, it was the words right from the beginning of this song. The words just met me where I was at and spoke to me in such a way that I actually carried on listening to that song on repeat for the next week and periodically after that still do, because it really supported what I really needed to hear right then. You know, it was what I really knew inside, and to hear it in such a beautiful, authentic, clear way in that moment meant so much to me, and it really accelerated my healing. You know, when things like this come, challenges that hurt much more than they should hurt, really, you know, I know now, and I think we all know, that these are usually opportunities for growth. These are usually signposts to opportunities for us to learn something more about ourselves and the world. And so I knew that all along, but it didn't stop me from really feeling hurt and in that place of sadness and disappointment and mistrust and all of those things. And yeah, the song that you that I heard was Shedding Skins, and it's a beautiful song. And I just, the more I listened, the more I was curious about the voice that was singing it. Who is this person? Who is this woman who speaks with such authenticity and beauty? And so, you know, I'm so grateful to have this podcast. It was a perfect opportunity for me to make contact. And so I'm so grateful that you're here. And I'm so grateful that you wrote these words. And I wonder how it is to hear this.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm just sitting here, just in a very warm feeling. It's the greatest gift to have my art received, because it's like a piece of my heart is out there swirling in the world through these music, and it gets to meet other people's hearts along the journey all over that I have no idea what happens in that meeting. So it's always precious, and it's always so interesting to listen and receive that. So thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. And I guess what I'm curious about is, how do you get to that level of clarity and insight? How do you, I mean, you're not old, are you? You're a young woman. And if I'm right, you recorded that album in 2016. And so maybe it was around for some months, or, you know, a year or so before you recorded. And I'm not saying this to make you feel good, but genuinely, I'm really curious, like, how does such a young woman have such depth of wisdom? And what do you do? How do you bring that forth? I mean, do you know what you do to have that level of connection to the words, these beautiful, authentic magical words that you bring through, or is it just a really organic process?
Well, so I'm 26. And just like you said, I released Made of Stars, the first album, in 2016. And exactly like you said, I wrote that album during 2015. And you can say trying to find the right phrasing in English. I have Swedish phrasing in my head. All throughout growing up, I've always been a person who is considered like a, and I'm doing air quotes, like wise for my age. I've been a child that's been listening, and a child that's been curious, and that is, and then growing up, that has always been with me. I've been interested in people. I've been interested in myself. I've been interested in how life moves and moves in me, moves in others, moves between us. So like quite this introspective personality and a lot of self-inquiry and an interest in personal development and spirituality. So I've been writing music for a very long time, and there's always been songs, but I noticed a shift in the kind of music I was writing in 2015. So let's do a rewind. What happened in 2015? Well, for the first time, I met community of people who were seekers, who were asking bigger questions, who were doing their own personal healing work and bringing forth new ways of living. And I came there, and it was a specific place that I met community, and that was at Ängsbacka in Sweden, this beautiful festival and core center and live-in community. And I came there for a yoga and dance Easter festival in 2015. And it cracked my heart open. I remember sitting in the opening ceremony, and we were all sitting on the floor, circled up, and we were singing together. And that was such a touching moment for me that I was just crying. I was just crying because I felt home. I felt as if, wow, I'm not strange anymore. I'm not weird anymore. Here are people who are similar to me. And what an amazing gift to have that reflected. So that week just completely opened me up even more. And I came back for the summer. They had a volunteer program during 3 months. So I lived there the entire summer, and I worked there supporting the festivals that happens during summer. And yeah, you have all the different festivals there. You have the Midsummer, you have the Sexability Festival, Tantra, Yoga, all of these different flavors of personal discovery. And that's where also where I went. I met my husband. And I came back after that summer, and I came back to a quite contrasting place. I moved back to my parents because I was broke, did not have a job, and did not have a clear direction. But what I did have was these songs that started to come. And the first one that came was Shedding Skins.
Thank you. I am open, I am free, and my life is breathing me as I surrender to the will of the divine. No more stories of the past, I am shedding skins at last, and I realize I'm already in heaven. The moment I stop running from the demons in my head, and instead I choose to love them. When saying yes to life, both shadow and light, my suffering is done and I come alive. I am born and I will die by each breath of final sigh. It doesn't matter where I go, I cannot hide. But when I find my sense of peace, I can walk through hell with ease. I might fall 1,000 times, but I shall rise. And the moment I stop running from the demons in my head, and instead I choose to love them. When saying yes to life, both shadow and light, my suffering is done and I come alive. I want to feel it all, I wear my heart on my sleeve, saying, here I am, can you see me? Oh, I am beautiful and fucked up in the most glorious way. When standing in my truth, who cares what people say? 'Cause the moment we stop running from the demons in our heads, and instead we choose to love them. When saying yes to life, both shadow and light, oh, our suffering is done and we come alive. Oh, the moment we stop running from the demons in our heads, and instead we choose to love them. When saying yes to life, both shadow and light, oh, our suffering is done and we come alive. Oh, the moment we stop running from the demons in our heads, and instead we choose to love them. Oh, and saying yes to life, both shadow and light, our suffering is done and we come alive.
That song just encapsulates my own experience of emerging as something new after having gone through this. I'm making like a birth canal movement with my hands. That whole summer was like, my goodness, and I'm changing, I'm shifting, and then coming out on the other side and like, whoa, okay, what do I do now? And after coming home was not really easy, because I was not yet really fully anchored in this new way of being. So I felt challenged by my parents, I felt challenged by society, I felt challenged by everything. And I just wrote music about this whole process of coming home to myself. And see, I call it like I'm part of an awakening journey. I believe that I will have many awakenings in my life. And how I see awakening is just like awakening to more me, like realizing even deeper who I am and how I want to live my life. So I came home, started writing songs, and they all had this flavor. And I'm like, they feel very personal. Is anyone going to get what this is about? I'm like, maybe those people who I just spent a summer with, but how about the rest of the world? I'm just going to be written off as this weird hippie chick who just speaks about these huffy fluffy things. So that was one voice in my head. The other voice was like, but it's quite good. You like it. So why don't you continue? And why don't you share it with people who you think will like it and see what happens? And in winter 2015, I started doing that. I started sharing on my little Facebook page, with people I met. And I got really beautiful response. And that's when I realized, aha, I'm onto something. But simply put, they're just me writing about my experience as a human and my spiritual journey, which like theme, there are themes there that I believe are central in many other people's journeys as well, which is why it creates this connection.
So beautiful to hear. I recognize that feeling, the feeling of coming back to everyday life where you've experienced being part of a really connected community where you feel different to how you've ever felt before. I really know that feeling, having been away to communities and camps where I felt so open and so grounded and so at home. And then to come home back to everyday life where it's different. You know, it's just different still. We're not there yet, are we, in everyday life where you can be that open all the time, where you can feel so held and so nourished and at home and amongst your people. And it's jarring. It can be really jarring. And I know many other people who've experienced that as well. It's quite a grief process to have to go through to recognize how different it is in our everyday lives. And that's what the majority of us are all dealing with on a day-to-day basis. It hurts. But I wonder what you have seen since then. I wonder how you've experienced the world since then. As I imagine, I might be wrong, but I imagine, and given from your songs, that you've been on a bit of an exponential growth journey in terms of who you were meeting and the concepts you were coming up against and the lessons you've been learning. Is that true to say?
Yeah. Yes. When I realized that I had songs that really moved people, I felt this new ignition in my own passion, in my vocation. I've always been aware that I'm to make music, but I didn't know in what form. So when this feedback came that was really beautiful, I just set off and I just wrote even more. And then I recorded Made of Stars. And I did it really simple. Like if someone listens to my albums, you see that I have three of them out there and they are all acoustic. And this was not really planned. It was me listening to that inner voice who just said, you got to get these songs out there, Fia. And you don't have time to wait around for musicians or to gather musicians. And on the other note, I didn't have the financial aspect to back that up. Like at the time I was working in preschool and I moved out from my parents. So I was in my own apartment and I was like trying to just make ends meet. So I went down the most simplistic path that I could find. And it felt really true and honest. And yeah, throughout this time, I'm with my boyfriend at the time, who is now my husband. And this whole dance between us is very much informing and shaping and sculpting the first album too. I believe that we meet people, sometimes we meet the people who are just like, they are key people on your life path. Some of them you only meet briefly, and some of them hang around for a really long time, and some of them you just know, oh, there you are, we found each other, great. Eugene, my husband, is one of those. So 2016, working in preschool, I was navigating international long distance relationship. He's American. And the summer of 2016, we started traveling together. And in August, September, we went to the US and we went to California, to Nevada City, where we met up with a friend who was a breathwork facilitator. And he was going to go into the studio and record a breathwork journey to release. And he asked me, hey, Fia, you remember when you played those songs for me? Would you like to come and just like play during the breathwork journey? And I said, sure. I came and went into this beautiful studio and met this amazing producer and dear friend, John. And I had the feeling, just ask him if he's available, if he can record, if he can produce your album. And he was available. So we set aside 10 days and just recorded it live, like just putting a microphone in the room. Some of the tracks that we recorded during the breath work ended up on the album. So for example, I think it's I Am. If you listen closely, you can sometimes hear people breathing. And it's been a gradual build for me to be able to live off my art, to be able to build enough of a platform and listeners to be able to continue to live the life that I want to live. Like, my life is looking very different now compared to when I just came back from Ingsbacka. Financially sovereign and have my own little house, and very grateful for that. I'm grateful for the journey of building step by step. That's been very very satisfying, to lay it brick by brick and watch it blossom and flourish. And now, yeah, like I said, now it has a life of its own. It's out there and people are listening and having experiences that I will never hear about. And sometimes people say, hey, this happened and I want to thank you. But it's like this piece of me that is at the same time beyond me.
That's beautiful. So what it's making me think about is, with all of that change and growth and noticing, you know, you noticed what was calling to you in that time, and you've learned in the process to listen and to notice when things are working for you, and to know that was your calling. And I'm always interested in knowing when people know, you know, like, what is it that they're doing, that they're hearing, and how do they know that what they're hearing through their connection is true? How do you know that's the right thing, that's the right way forwards? And I'm wondering if you do anything to cultivate that. How do you know? Do you have any practices, or do you do anything intentional to get into that place of deep listening or connection, to that place of, I don't know what you call it, universal wisdom, or whatever your version of spirit or connection is.
I see it as, it's like a muscle, that the more I exercise my intuitive self, the more I listen to my eternal being, the better it goes. And how do I do that? I'm a person that is very, I'm sensitive. Yeah, I feel the world. Like when I walk into a room, automatically I scan and read everything that's going on, the spoken and the unspoken. So being a deeply feeling person has like made that way of moving with the world the primary one. And it's the one that I trust. Of course, I use my logic and my rational thinking, but when it comes to making life decisions or smaller decisions even, I trust my belly. I trust that first hit that I get. And I've practiced enough to not overthink, to not question too much. A healthy dose of reflection is always good, but it is trusting that which is me and that which is beyond me. So I see myself as part of everything, and I use I'm devoted to the goddess. That's how I am moving with the world. And I see that she is always with me and guiding every step of the way. And how to cultivate that is to give myself space, to eliminate distractions, to sit down, and to be outside. I think that is what that one is the most powerful one, is to be out in the natural world and to just open and clear out and cleanse any accumulated stress, tension, heavy energy, so that I can actually feel what is me and what is mine and what is true. And the more I do that, the easier it becomes to hear, like that silent voice or that subtle little thing. Now these things are not so subtle anymore. It's because I've practiced to listen to them. So that is the main thing that I hear.
Thank you. So what I think you're saying is about trusting yourself, trusting your inner voice and filtering out the negative voices or those that hold us back. But well, that's a real skill. That's really hard to do. I guess, you know, in today's world, we're constantly being told to compare ourselves to others and society's expectations. We judge ourselves, we judge each other, and it's quite hard to filter out all of that, to be able to really hear our inner voice, or, you know, the wisdom that comes through deep connection. So do you intentionally manifest? Do you do anything that's about intentionally manifesting the life that you want? I'm really curious about that.
Yes. And it is very down to earth. So I go into personal ceremony. I create a beautiful sacred space. I sit down and I prepared my offerings. Depending on what kind of ceremony, the offerings vary. But most often it's different kinds of fruits or seeds or something like that. Something to carry my prayers and intentions and such. Then I sit down and I ask permission to do my work. I ask permission from the land, the stewards of the land, the guardians of the land. And I present myself and what my intention is with the ceremony and what it is that I desire and wish for. And I blow these prayers and these intentions and that which I wish to create into this offering. And then I give it to the earth. And after I've made my offering, I go into listening. And then gratitudes. So physically planting a seed, watering it. Yeah. And sometimes I can say things up to the universe, But most often I take my things and I plant them in the earth, and then I trust that all the forces are working in my favor. But I find that those motions of actually putting the energy into doing this ceremony for the thing that I wish to create gives it like this extra juice, an extra boost, because it's not like, hey, I want this. It's coming with from a place of humility, of respect, of joy, and like, yes, I am this infinite being. I believe that everything is available to me. But to come in with a soft heart and say, hey, okay, this is what I would really want, and I'm asking your help. And if it is in my highest good and everything highest good, make it happen with me. Yeah. So that it's a relationship, I feel.
I loved hearing that. I'm just vibrating, which I just resonate so much with what I hear, and that's what I hear in your songs. That's what I hear. It's all about where we put our energy, how we give and receive, how we are, or how we're all one, and that there's power within that, that we have power, and also how difficult that is sometimes, and how we need to be with that and embrace that and accept the shadow, accept the pain, be with that. But there's growth in that, and that's life. I love it. And so I'm curious, have you followed a particular path? Have you got a teacher or a particular way that you follow?
So in the beginning, not really. Just being like in different environments and like going to yoga and getting a bit of yogic philosophy. And then my husband is a tantra teacher. He teaching Kashmir Shaivism, the lineage of tantra. So I'm influenced of that just being around him. And many of my friends also sharing this Eastern wisdom. For me personally, the one that I've chosen, I have immersed myself in Nordic folklore and Nordic shamanism. So working with the gods and goddesses here up in Scandinavia, and with our plants and our trees, and the mystery and the mythology of the North. That is something that really resonates because my mom is Finnish, my dad's Swedish. This is where I have most of my ancestry. And it just feels good to dig where I stand.
Yeah, thank you. So I've been working with a lot of Native American tradition, amongst other things. And that's been so good for me. I mean, I see myself as a citizen of the world. We all are. And so I'm okay with that. I'm okay with it being from another land. You know, all wisdom and knowledge that is from an intact lineage is relevant and important, especially now. But I do long for closer connection to the stories and teachings of this land. And of course, a lot of the traditions and cultural ways were completely wiped out entirely, although some have been redreamed and pieced together, which is great. But it's so powerful to know the stories and teachings of your own land. So that sounds amazing. Thank you. And then so back to your music and your other work that you do. I'm curious about the voice work, because that's something that's also so important to me. It's something I work with, and personally, you know, it's brought me a lot of healing, and I use it in the work that I do. But it's taken a while. It's taken a while for me to find my voice. And we've been so restricted in our modern day culture with our voices. You know, we have to sound a certain way. Music is only acceptable within certain parameters, and voice work is quite unknown, really. But I know it's something that you've explored. So what's your take on that?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, our voice, as I see it, is directly linked to our soul. So that can explain why it might feel so absolutely terrifying to use it at times. Just like you said, there are also different ways that you're supposed to use your voice so that are acceptable. But I think, for example, when you start diving into any kind of embodiment work, you will naturally, one day I feel, you will come up against like your voice. Either it's open and flowing or it's not. Either you're comfortable, like, deep sighs or whatever, or you're not. And nothing is, it's not about a good or bad. It's like one of them feels greater than the other. Like our voice is part of our expression, and our voice is a tool for moving energy. Like with our voice, we can bust through blocks in our being. We can help move emotions. You know, I think everyone can recognize the feeling of like what happens when we have something that really, we have a lot of emotions, but we don't allow them to come out. Like maybe we're in a space where it's not acceptable, or maybe I was taught that, no, it's not okay to scream when you're angry or whatever. And that can create a lot of tension. So when we move into doing voice work in whatever way that looks, we come into a greater space of freedom. Because, yeah, I mean, our voice is us. Our voice is us.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, I love it. I love it. It's only in the past years that I've been able to find places that I can go and explore the voice and make all the sounds that come out of our bodies in all the fullness and the ugliness and the beauty and the angst and the rawness. And it's something that I love so much. And actually I have a practice now where I sit in front of the fire and I usually start by moaning, which has been inspired by a practice, an old tradition in Scotland called keening, which is where individuals actually used to go to funerals and do the keening to support other people to move their grief. So they actually cry in public, and it's really powerful. They make the sounds of moaning and crying, which supports others to move their grief. And I know there are other similar traditions around the world. So usually if I start there, in front of the fire, it opens the gates to all of the sounds that want to come out. And it's not always crying and moaning. It turns into very random and fun and playful. And it's one of my favorite ways of purifying and cleansing, clearing, and becoming one with myself and being fully present. And I love it. And I know you've offered work around that in the past, is that right?
Not currently, but I have offered voice work. Yep.
So we've talked about the journey of becoming awakened personally, but we're now at a point in history, in time, where everything has been turned on its head. You know, there's never been a unifying force that has affected everyone at the same time. And I suppose when I say it like that, it could sound quite positive, but of course, lots of people are suffering, and I'm aware that, you know, for all the reasons, whether it's because of the destruction of the planet that's been going on for years and years, or whether it's because of the destruction of communities and life as we knew it before COVID, you know, everything's changing. And I'm wondering how you feel about this. What's your take on the world right now? You know, your last album you wrote was before 2020, so before the pandemic, and there was a real enormous feeling of empowerment and hope, and I'm wondering if that still stands.
I am an incurable optimist. Yes. I feel, despite the enormous level of chaos and destruction happening, there's so much beauty. There's so much happening and moving. And like you said, I think you said this, but these times, they poke on people. And some of them might break. And when people break, they have a choice. They have a choice to break open or to totally break apart and to stay broken apart. Any trial, any challenge can be an invitation to rise even into more of your own greatness, of your own love, of your own truth, in whatever process that looks like. So looking at the world, I'm trusting again. You know, I'm not a psychic. I'm not a prophet. I'm not any special. I'm just Fia. I'm just doing my thing. I'm sharing my music. And I feel that I have a responsibility as being a person who is being myself, who is creating life on my own terms. I feel like it is my responsibility to focus myself and my energy and my intention on what it is that I wish to bring forth.
Travel down with me. In the dark you learn to see. Cradled by the earth, this is your rebirth. All you ever thought you were got taken by the fire. Naked in a brand new world, who are you? What do you desire? Go gentle, go slow, tasting life for the very first time. Go gentle, go slow, tasting life for the very first time. Nothing to be said when everything is dead. Ashes in your mouth, a seed begins to sprout. All you ever thought you were got taken by the fire. Naked in a brand new world, who are you? What do you desire? Go gentle, go slow, tasting life for the very first time. Go gentle, go slow, tasting life for the very first time. Phoenix, rise and glorious to behold. Once you've been fire, the dark doesn't scare you off. Go gentle, go slow. tasting life for the very first time. Go gentle, go slow. Tasting life for the very first time. Go gentle, go slow. Tasting life for the very first time. Go gentle, go slow. Tasting life for the very first time.
So I'm very much grounded and rooted in reality and not disconnected from the world's suffering. I feel like as a person on a spiritual journey, we learn how to hold both. And that is the beauty. So at the same time, I can feel the pain in my own life and in the world, but at the same time, I am keeping my focus on how do I wish the world to be and feel. And I feel like the biggest work I'm doing is through my music, which is supporting others and coming home to themselves. So I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know how it's going to be, but I trust that everything is as it should be. Yeah. And whatever that we need to go through, it's meant to happen. Yeah, and that might not always look like how I want it to be, like, or how I have pictured. This is how it's going to be when these things happen. It might be the opposite, but it still might still be right. It might still be on track. And I, for my own sanity and my own spiritual things to like hang on to, that is one of the things, you know. I trust that everything's going to be okay. And I'm all right with it being a bumpy ride.
I hear you. And I definitely join you in that endless optimism. And at the same time, being with the reality of what is. And it's hard sometimes, you know, when I know that what some people have to deal with in their day-to-day lives is so challenging and so hard. And yet, you know, I've also had terrible and challenging things that have occurred. And I've had a choice about how I respond, and sometimes I've taken the easy path and sometimes I've taken the challenging path. And I guess I know that all of it has been needed, you know?
Yeah.
And to be here today in a place where I feel fully alive, you know, that I've not closed up any parts of myself that are needed to be with what really is, what is right now.
Yeah, these are big questions because I can only speak from my perspective, and I have a very privileged perspective. I'm a white woman. I am living in Sweden, which has healthcare. Like, I'm cared for. I've not been through abuse. I'm living a supportive a life that feels safe, you know, and that is, of course, going to color how I view the world. And I feel that with the position that I have, with who I am, and the things that I've been giving, and the circumstances, I feel like it's also my responsibility to, we can move into such deep discussions of social justice. I'm not going to tread into that like big ocean, but I feel like it is my responsibility as a person who has the resources, has the support to continue to like do my own work and to be a support for others who, might not be as fortunate, and to support people in the way that I can, and that I'm most, that where I'm going to make the most impact. And I think that's the beauty of music, is that it meets you wherever you are. It's going to meet you, you know, and you're going to, you will receive that which you want to receive from it.
Thank you. Yeah. We could go on and on. It's so rich. It's so rich. Thank you. But I'm so grateful that you are using your gift and your life to bring inspiration and light to others. And it's really been such a gift to me in the darkest time. And I'm sure, and I know it has been for others. So, and that it really is all we can do, isn't it? That's all we can do. Do the best we can, given the time and the history that we're born into and the resources that we have. And I'm grateful that you're using your own voice to bring gifts to others. And I feel like that's what we're doing here with the podcast, actually, as well as allowing people and helping people to reflect on their own lives in a positive way, allowing for reality, but also at the same time bringing nourishment and hopefully inspiration to support people finding their own personal sovereignty and what works with them. So, yeah. So with that, could you share how people can find out more about you?
Cool. Yeah, so I'm deep in the writing of new songs, and there will be single releases this spring, which I'm excited about. Follow me on social media. Instagram is This Is Fia Music, and same thing on Facebook. And my website is fiasmusicofficial.com, and there you can find the CDs, the songbooks, and I have all the different offerings there for you to enjoy.
I will share all of those links in the show notes, so do check those out, everybody. And thank you, Fia, for the amazing offer of 25% off your website store. That is so generous. So for anybody who's interested in Fia's music or any of the other things that she's got on the website, go and check it out at www.fiasmusicofficial.com and use the code CONNECTION. That's one word, CONNECTION, in capital letters. And that will give you 25% off until I think around July 2021. So for the next 6 months from recording. And that's so great. Thank you. And I will await your new single and new projects with interest. Can't wait to hear what you come up with next, Fia. Thank you so much for speaking with me. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
The world is a wild and beautiful place. We are constantly evolving as a human race. I truly believe this is a time for greatness. Everyone is invited to embody the light, living life as love and shining bright. The shackles of fear breaking once and for all. Oh, this is a song for all the rainbow warriors, the brilliant ones leading the way. Hey, 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 oh.
Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I hope it inspires you to follow your path of deep connection. I love sharing this information so much, and I'll always share any relevant links in my show notes. If you like the show, please consider supporting it at patreon.com/connectionmatterspodcast. Please also subscribe on whatever app you use by clicking that little subscribe button below. That way you'll get all of the upcoming episodes straight into your device. And please leave a review on iTunes. It's so helpful to our ratings.